English presentation and writing.
Unit 1. Population.
1. Reading.
Growing together. A family journey through Taiwan's changing population. When I was young, I loved sitting with my grandma on the patio of our family home in Taipei. She would shell peanuts or prepare tea while telling me stories about her childhood in a Hakka farming village in the hills of southern Taiwan. She spoke of days spent tending rice paddies, preparing traditional drinks like lei cha, Hakka pounded tea, and celebrating festivals that brought the whole community together. As I grew up in a fast-paced modern city, surrounded by skyscrapers and the hum of scooters, those stories felt like they came from another world. However, as I've learned more about Taiwan's history, I see how her life and mine are deeply connected and part of a larger story of Taiwan's population transforming over time. Grandma's stories often begin with her family's migration to Taiwan. Your great-great-grandfather came here from Guangdong Province, she would say. Like many Hakka, her family worked hard to build a life in the rugged countryside. The Hakka were known for their resilience, she'd remind me, proudly recounting how her village shared resources and supported one another during tough times. We had little, but we always had enough, she would say, smiling as she described how the community celebrated the Lunar New Year with simple yet heartfelt traditions. As I got older, I started understanding better how Taiwan's population grew and changed over time. Grandma told me how, during Japanese colonial rule, her village began to modernize. The Japanese brought schools, railroads, and factories, she said. They influenced how we lived. She described how her younger siblings attended Japanese-style schools, learning to write new characters and sing unfamiliar songs. We still made our tea and planted our fields, but we were also learning to see the world differently, she said. The biggest changes, Grandma told me, came after the end of World War II. Taiwan's population swelled as countless mainland Chinese fled to Taiwan after the Chinese Civil War. Our quiet village felt like it doubled overnight, she said.
New neighbors brought new food and a new language, and Mandarin quickly became the island's dominant language.
Grandma recalled how her family tried to adapt to this new Taiwan, balancing their Hakka traditions with the larger cultural shifts around them. She would often say, "We struggled, but we tried to share our ways." Now, living in Taipei, I see how Taiwan continues to grow and change, presenting the population of Taiwan with new features. The younger generation has found new ways to represent old traditions.
They have also embraced modern elements of foreign cultures, like K-pop and hip-hop. Middle Eastern and Southeast Asian restaurants dot our streets as our cultural environment expands with people from countries like the USA, UK, South Africa, Russia, Vietnam, Indonesia, and the Philippines becoming new Taiwanese citizens and adding new layers to our cultural story.
Grandma sometimes shakes her head at the changes, saying, "It's so different from my village. But we've always been good at adapting," she says with a knowing smile. Grandma's stories have taught me that Taiwan's population is not just about numbers or statistics. It's about people. Her life in a quiet Hakka village and my life in a modern city are chapters in the same story. Taiwan's history is one of transformation, resilience, and connection. From the first settlers who crossed the strait to the vibrant, diverse island we are today, Taiwan has become a unique melting pot of cultures, experiences, and aspirations. And it's a story of people like my grandma and me, finding harmony between the past and the future, and creating something beautiful along the way.